Porque tem em Chayorim, Klal Amar Aleph, Simen Yud. So the Chayorim says a few different points over here. Number one, the Karab Torah Tzarech Lechus B'yodei Hamudim Shal Sefer Torah. The person who's getting the Aliyah, and the person who's laying as well, should be holding on to the Sefer Torah. So there's Eitz Chabin the Machazikim Bo. It's to hold on to the Sefer Torah is the appropriate type of action that a person should do. So therefore, a person should hold the Sefer Torah when he's saying the Bracha and when he's reading from the Sefer Torah, both the Erla and the Balkare. The Erla should use both hands when he's making the Bracha, and then he steps to the side. And our minig, where the Erla is on the right side, he will hold on to the Sefer Torah with his right hand. Some have a minig to hold on with both hands, even though he's only holding one omer, because the balkare is on the other side. But some still follow the approach of holding both hands. But in general, the approach is just one hand, and that should be the right hand. Next point. A person should not leave a Sefer Torah till the next person has arrived. So the Kohen finishes his Aliyah. He doesn't leave until the Levi arrives. So that's Midin. And the minig is not just that he arrives, but he actually says the bracha. And once that's true, that you're waiting until the person says the bracha, so the next step is the following. Since when he's walking, it's hard to say you're focusing on your walking. You're not really focusing on the language of the bracha. And since he stayed, so had he walked away right away, he'll be back by his seat already when the next person says the bracha. Or had he immediately left when the next Erla arrives, again, he can be back by his seat before the person makes the bracha. But he's going to wait until the person starts the bracha. So now we have a new problem. He shouldn't be walking then because he can't focus on the bracha. So therefore, because of that issue, Noigan Hamadaktakim Lahamtin Achiyasayim Hashenia Bracha Achrenim. So in our example, the Kayan waits till the Levi gets up. That's the Ikar Adin. The minig is to wait till the Levi starts the bracha. And now the Madaktakim, people which are careful, say, well, I can't leave during the bracha beforehand because I need to focus on the bracha. Obviously, I'm not going to leave in the middle of the laning. That's inappropriate to walk away from the Sefer Torah in the middle of the laning. Plus, I need to focus on the Kriyas HaTorah. So I need to focus. I shouldn't be walking around or walking away. Well, the bracha achrona also, you're supposed to listen to the bracha. So if I walk then, I'm going to get confused and not focus on the bracha. So the minute which we have, that the next Ola, the first Ola remains until the next Ola finishes the second bracha. This is the logic behind it, why we do that. Even though Mikra Adin, a person does not need to do that, but this is... Now, some people actually have a minute that the first Ola can leave when the second one starts the bracha acharono. And the issue of the listening to the bracha is referring to specifically the bracha rishona, that some people suggest. But pashtus, there's no real difference between the first bracha and the second bracha in regards to this issue of the listening. And therefore, the minig is that the first Ola remains until the second Ola comes up, says the bracha, they read the Sefer Torah, he says the bracha achrona, and then the Ola leaves. Mm-hmm. But not before that. Okay. This issue of the hearing the bracha, so what exactly is the status of the tzibur in regards to the bracha? Are they being yotzim with the bracha? Is it their chiyuv to say the bracha, or is it the din of saying a bracha on the Sefer Torah, but they're not being yotzim with it? So pashtus, they're not being yotzim with that bracha. Prima Gadim points us out that they're not being yotzim with the bracha. It's not a din on the tzibur that they should be saying the bracha, and the erla is being mutzi to them, but rather the erla has a chiyuv to say the bracha, and they're not being yotzim with it. But to say amen, a person has to stay focused into the language and the concept of the bracha. On top of that, the bracha of Shabbat Bono, the Gemara calls that the Mu'ula Shabbat Bracha. That's the greatest bracha that we say. Thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Sinas HaTorah, and he gave us the Torah, Shabbat Bono, Mikol Amim, and Aslan of his Torah. So that being said, it is appropriate for a person to really focus into what the words mean and the message it has to him, and then say Amen with a full-fledged focus, etc. So that's why there's a minig to remain and not to be moving around during the time of the bracha. Have a good day.